This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, August 29th show, bringing in expert advice and inside knowledge on today's events and our local economy and how it can affect your money. If you're listening to my show at a different time or day, you are listening to rebroadcast. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com to discuss anything regarding money, any topics, suggestions you have for a future show, or most important, to talk with the guests that I have in studio today. And right now, not personally in studio because Tori is out of our market, but she's just going to be an awesome guest. I'm excited to have a conversation with her over the phone. Tori Toth with Tori Toth International. Tori, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Tina.
And a little background about Tori. Tori is an award winner stager who's owned in New York City based home staging company, Stylish Stagers Incorporated, in 2009. She has prepared hundreds of homes to sell up to 78% faster on the market. She creates weekly how to home staging videos on YouTube that's been watched nearly 350,000 times. Tori is a bestseller author of Feel at Home, Home Staging Secrets for Quick and Easy Sell, a new book released earlier this month, and has created a new online video course called The Stage to Sell Strategy to help sellers prepare their homes for sale. And just really excited about the conversation, Tori, because I say in my own market, and I'm sure in a lot of the markets throughout the country, is just, you know, there's a lot of multiple offers happening right now, but the question is do you want to get top dollar for your property, or do you want to just sell your property? And that's where home staging really comes in. So can we talk about the benefits, the benefits of staging with my listeners, Tori?
Sure. And that's definitely one of the benefits. But there's actually four benefits to home staging. The first really is that you're creating move-in ready homes. So buyers love homes that they could just move right into, because who wants to spend extra cash to fix things up? At least if they're able to move right in, you know, it's definitely considered highly on the wish list for buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is you're going to be standing out from the competition, you know, other homes in your area may not necessarily be focused on preparing their home for sale and making it look like top dollar. Obviously, it's easier to market if you have a home that looks amazing and almost like a model home, so you can shoot those photographs and get it on the internet and get people into the door, because obviously, you know, most buyers these days are looking online first before they even get to your door. So that definitely helps with that. And also it does increase offers and potentially the sales price too. Pretty home sell.
Definitely. And they're more warm and fuzzy. People get a better feeling going in when it has a professional staging. Now, what encouraged and prompted you, and what was your vision behind writing your book?
So my book, I decided to write it because I kept on coming across home sellers that just didn't understand the concept. And I like teaching it and getting people to understand why staging is important and how to utilize it. So I decided to write a book so I can give it out to people so they can basically learn how to do it themselves.
And the concept behind the book, Tori?
So the concept behind the book is really I want to help sellers prepare their own homes for sale. And I have 10 easy home staging steps where they can do this in. I can share this with you if you'd like.
You know what? I want to encourage them to pick up the phone and give you a call or go online. How do they order your book, Tori?
So they can go to feelathomebook.com and get some more information about the book and order it there at their favorite retailers. We're, you know, on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and a bunch of other sites.
Perfect. And what about the cost of staging? I know that's got to vary depending on the size of the home and what they're looking at doing, but what would be a traditional cost to have an entire home staged?
So, yeah, I mean, there is no set cost. I mean, you can get a home stager to come into your home for just a few hundred dollars and kind of go through a consultation. They can tell you their advice on the home. If you wanted to go if you lived in the home while you were trying to sell it, a home staging would cost a couple thousand dollars. Mm-hmm. But if you had a vacant space, obviously that's going to cost a little bit more because you're going to need to rent furniture and accessories. So that would be, you know, a couple more $1,000. Just to give you an example, because the Real Estate Staging Association recently put out a pricing list by state. So, I mean, you guys are in Washington. So a Welcome to All consultation is about $250. But if you had a vacant staging done to your home, it could be anywhere between $2,500 and $3,400. So the price really does vary and just depends on the needs of the home and the budget of the seller.
So let's talk about your course and how your course helps home sellers.
Right. So my online home staging course has over 40 videos and worksheets to really help home, you know, home sellers go through each step that I've written in the book and apply it to their home. And I'm there with them every step of the way, kind of holding their hand and making sure that they're doing the work and holding them accountable so they can really see the transformation once they finish with this course.
That sounds really, it sounds exciting. It sounds like a fun process to go through and just getting your home in the best shape possible. Now, what would be some of the biggest mistakes that home sellers make when they're actually preparing their home to put on the market and sell?
I think a lot of times, because home sellers are so used to their homes, you know, it's their private spaces, they see it, you know, on a daily basis. Sometimes they just are there all the time. And I feel like they wear blinders. Mm-hmm. They don't really see the actual problems that are going on inside their home. You know, they don't see the clutter building up in the corner or the dishes really piling up in the sink. So I think that's one of the biggest mistakes home sellers make is that they don't criticize their home as a buyer would. And they think everything is just going to sell and be perfect and it's going to go on and off the market, and they just sell their home as is.
And what about, I know there's a lot of tips that you have, Tori, in helping people with the staging of their home, but if you could just, you know, maybe give your top three staging tips, what would those be?
I think the first one for sure is just decluttering your home. You'd be surprised at how much more space you have just by taking out, I would say, 20 to 30% of the stuff you already have in your home. You want to keep the bare minimum, the basics, and you really want to have clean, simple spaces so buyers can see all the potential that the home actually has, because they're mm-hmm. buying square footage. They're not buying your stuff. Obviously, who doesn't love a clean space? Mm-hmm. Buyers want, you know, they're buying a new home. So new relates to clean, you know, brand new.
Sure.
Just take the time and try and clean and maintain your home as much as possible on the market. And then I would say the third tip is make sure that you have your furniture in a good arrangement, that you have ample space for buyers to walk through your home and not trip over furniture or have too much furniture in each room. Less is more in this case. So you just want to make sure that you have a great furniture arrangement in each room so buyers can see what the room is for, mm-hmm. but not necessarily see furniture, you know, on every corner and every wall in that room.
Makes total sense. You always want the home to look bigger, never to look smaller. Now, what about for sellers to do their own staging? I know you talked earlier about, you know, there can be some emotional connection to the home and how things are set up. How important is it to have somebody from the outside, number one, also somebody that's a professional come in and stage versus a seller doing it themselves?
I think home sellers these days are very kind of do-it-yourself and hands-on. So if you don't have an emotional attachment to your home, and that's really a big part of it, because if you're emotionally connected, you're just not going to be able to go through the process mm-hmm. easily if you sell your home as a product. But home sellers can certainly stage themselves. They can get tools like my book or go through the course, which is a fraction of the cost of actually getting a home stager into your home, mm-hmm. To really just take all of those tips and apply it to their space.
So what is the cost for your course, Tori?
So the cost of my course is $497. So it's like a glamorized consultation in many, you know, in many states. It's just a consultation, you know, costs a couple hundred dollars in most states. So it's me teaching you how to do it, and then you're getting me online basically any time.
Okay.
So it's a combination of a consultation and having me physically in your home kind of doing your stuff.
Got it. Okay. Now we talk about emotionally being connected to your home as the seller. Ideally, you want to have the buyers that are coming in them for them to get an emotional connection to the home. So what are some tips there that you're really helping to bring that buyer in and to get them emotionally connected to that house? So ultimately they want to buy and they're willing to come in with a great dollar amount.
Yeah. So one of the first things you do, and it just happens when you're decluttering too, is you also want to depersonalize your home. So take down just the headshots of your family, anything that has names on it, any of those little hobbies and tchotchkes that you like to collect, and make it more generalized so any buyer who walks in can think, oh, you know, this is my home. Once you've generalized and made everything as generic as possible, you do want to bring in some key, I would say, home decor pieces to try and really connect the buyer to your home. So show them where they can meet up, cuddle up and read a good book, or go have a cup of coffee, play a game with their kids. It's really creating these emotional connection points with home accessories that's going to make your home stand out among the crowd.
And I would think too, maybe cooking some of those chocolate chip cookies right before people come in and look at the home over the weekend might be a good thing to do. Do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's true too. I mean, if you're not a cook, you can always light a candle, maybe just have some waters out and something. You want to try and make these buyers end up in your kitchen, because that's, first of all, the heart of the home, and it's where they can sit down and really be comfortable. And they're going to have lots of conversations in that area anyway. So
yes,
if you see them lingering around your kitchen by eating a cookie or drinking some water or something, that's definitely a good sign.
Yes. So we've got just a couple minutes here, and then I've got to wrap up the show, Tori. But what about curb appeal? What are a couple tips that you can give in really getting those buyers emotionally connected before they even walk into the home?
Yes, curb appeal is a must. I think you definitely have to, if you have grass or anything like that, or bushes, you just want to trim everything back. Make sure that you have a well-kept lawn. Make sure you have a great mailbox and all the hardware. So your house numbers, lighting, your doors painted as well, you know, so it has a nice fresh appeal, because buyers are going to be sitting there looking at what's going on right in front of your doorstep as the real estate agent is waiting to let them in.
Yes.
That is where they're going to make their first impression and what they plan on seeing inside the home.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
So, Tori, one more time before I wrap up the show for my listeners, give them information on how to get your book and how to get your course if they want to be able to do some home staging for their house on their own and save some money that way.
Sure. So they could just go to my website, toritoast.com, and if they go to the product section, you can get more information about the course and the book.
Perfect. And you can always, as a regular listener, you've got the show number 1-855-411-50. Again, 1-855-411-50. As you know, the beginning of the week is when we put all the podcasts up from the previous guest for this weekend. So you can get all of the information and connect with Tori that way. You can go online to themoneyyard.com. Tori, thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with you over the phone the first time. And I appreciate the information that you shared with my listeners on staging.
Thanks for having me.
And this is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day. Enjoy your remainder of your Saturday, or if you're listening to the show on Sunday, enjoy the rest of your day. Get ready for the new week next week. I will be here same time, same place, next Saturday, right here on 1150 AM KKNW.